Hello and welcome to the Farming Advice Service podcast. I'm Laura Harpham, and today we'll be talking about the Future Farm Resilience Fund with Alex Kay, an agribusiness consultant at ADAS. Hopefully, listeners have heard of the Future Farm Resilience Fund. We'll refer to it as the FFRF at some point during the podcast. It was launched last year, and there have been various roadshows, events, and information sent out by DEFRA and the various providers across the country, of which ADAS is one. Today, I'll be asking Alex for a reminder of what the fund is, what it supports, and who the providers are, as well as some more details about the offer from ADAS and how to access it. But before we get into that, could you give us a brief intro to yourself and your involvement with the programme through ADAS, please?
Yes, well, thank you, Laura, for having me, firstly. It's great to be on. And yes, so a bit about me. I am an agri-business consultant at ADAS. I operate throughout the north of England, and before joining ADAS, I was an accountant, so I made the move. I've always been into farming and used to do it in my summers working, and then married into it. My wife's side, they're all farmers, so realised that this is really what I'm into and what I want to be part of. And a lot of what I do at the moment is working on the Future Farming Resilience Fund. I'll call it the Resilience Fund from now on because it's a bit of a mouthful. And that's even if I say FFRS.
Fair enough.
Resilience Fund.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is what I've been doing a lot of my time now. I visit a real range of farms, and I think it's just an absolutely great initiative that all farmers who are eligible should be getting involved with.
Brilliant, thanks. Yeah, and it's good to know that there's a whole range of expertise offered by the different providers. We had a chat with the Ricardo provider, Sarah, in the last podcast, and I know from speaking to other providers across the country that there are agri-business consultants or the equivalent with a whole host of different backgrounds and expertise. So it seems like whatever setup your business has, there should be a provider with the relevant expertise for you to get something useful out of the fund. Can you tell us a little bit about the fund as a whole in terms of what it's there for, what kind of timeline it's operating on, and how people can tell whether they'll be eligible for support through it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'll start off with you are eligible if you receive BPS, so Basic Payment Scheme income, which we all know is disappearing gradually up to 2028 when it'll be zero. And that's kind of one of the purposes of this. What the government said was that that money won't be lost and it would be put into a pot. And that pot will then be used for different things like helping farmers with advice, grants and different environmental options. So the purpose of this, mainly the Resilience Fund particularly, is to help farmers improve their profitability in this really challenging environment. And I think it's here at a great time because not only are farmers losing BPS, there's been really tough market conditions with high input costs and inflation. There's been weather issues, we're getting more extreme. And also we've got the changes to government policies, countryside stewardship being replaced by the Sustainable Farming Incentive, SFI, is an example of that. So all in all, it's making things more difficult. And this really is, I think it's a great help because the advice you can get when you sign up is really flexible. You can get helpline calls, you can have workshops, webinars, but I think the real benefit is in the one-to-one visits. And I will expand upon that in a bit, but you can get these visits in a real flexible array of areas that best suit you.
Sure. Okay. So it sounds like before funding was available for this, it's the kind of bespoke one-to-one advice that a farm business, if they could afford to or in a position to, would pay for to have expertise from someone like yourself or an agribusiness advisor to come on farm and do a real individual look at the business and then identify areas that could potentially be worked on and developed to improve resilience. But under the fund, people don't have to pay for that out of their own pocket. It's not a case that they pay and then are reimbursed. Yourself and all of the other resilience fund providers are funded directly by DEFRA to provide that service. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, and one of the things with this is people might say I'm biased because I'm part of it, but it is literally a lot of it is free. So I kind of get a bit of pushback because a lot of people say you can't get anything for free. And it's kind of true, but at the same time, I would say that this has actually been paid for by the farmers already through their reduction in BPS. Mm. So just because it looks free, it kind of almost puts people off because they don't realize how valuable it is. Sure. So the point I'm making is sign up. You've got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. You can have, well, with ADAS, and I'll get onto this, you can have a number of visits up to a certain value. You know, it's funded and go for it.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, for those people who are now thinking, right, I do want to get signed up, we will cover details of how to do that towards the end of the podcast. I'll put links in to the podcast description, so all of the relevant pages will be available. And am I right in thinking you can do everything online?
Yeah, it's dead easy. You just need a couple of bits of information. And yeah, you can then get registered and whoever you apply with will then get into contact with you.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll cover that in a bit more detail. But the final thing before I ask you for a bit more information on the specific support and services ADAS are offering, what kind of timeline are we working to? Obviously, we've got a transition for a few more years yet. How long have people got to access the Resilience Fund support?
Yeah, so this has been running for about 2 years now, and it goes on till March 2025. So there's still, you know, a good 2.5 years to get involved with this, nearly three. And what I would say to everyone is the sooner you get signed up, the better, because you can have a number of visits and, you know, it might take you time to work out what will be most appropriate with those visits.
Okay, great. So even if people are still considering their options, actually signing up and expressing interest now means that you're in the queue, you've put your hat in the ring for support, but there isn't necessarily an immediate rush to, it's not like you have to have a visit in the next 3 months and then everything's delivered in the next six. There is a flexible timeline on that.
Yeah, you're right. And what I would say is there is limited numbers, and if you are unsure as to what exactly you would like advice on, you know, just getting signed up and then having a chat with the consultants you've signed up with, they will be really helpful in working out what would be most worthwhile for you.
Brilliant, thanks. I should probably mention here, just in terms of the fund as a whole, people are welcome to contact a number of different providers to get an initial feel of who might be most suitable to give them the support that they need. Once you've accessed support through a fund with one provider beyond a certain point, so usually that's where there's been a farm visit, then you're committed to working with one provider. So there are different people providing different kinds of support, and the information on that is available before you make contact, and you can have an initial contact and conversation with different providers, but once you identify what the one who best meets your needs, then you will continue and get the support from that one person or one organization. Great. So got a pretty good understanding, I think, of Resilience Fund overall. Can you tell us a little bit more, and maybe with a couple of examples if you have them, of the specific support and service that ADAS is offering, please?
Yes, sure. So there's a number of areas where we are providing support, and you can sign up to as many or as few as you'd like. So as I mentioned, there is in-person workshops. I've done a couple myself recently for farmers groups. We did one on business planning, and we did another one on grants and availability of them. There's also webinars as well, and helpline calls, which you, if you have a specific query, then you can ask that. And the main most valuable thing, I think, is, like I said, the one-on-one advice, the farm visits. And what I think is so good about these is the flexibility. You have a range of things you can get advice for. And I will say, ADAS, we've got consultants throughout England and experts in all areas. So I think it is worthwhile if I talk through perhaps the main areas we are currently helping people with. A very in-demand one at the moment is people aren't sure about countryside stewardship and SFI replacing countryside stewardship. And there's been a lot of recent changes and updates on that. So a really popular one we're doing at the moment is advice around these options. So someone like myself will come and speak to you on your farm and discuss what your current management practices are, what you're wanting to achieve on your farm. And I will then go away and put a report together detailing what I think are the most appropriate options that you could use, whether that's SFI or countryside stewardship, and then give you the amounts that they will achieve you in terms of income. And I can also work out what the costs would be, so we can then take that away and give you what would be the actual net profit from those options.
Cool. Okay, great.
And I would say I speak to so many people who are confused about this at the moment, and it's understandable. You know, there's a lot to trawl through on online and changes that are being made. So this is just gives real clarity and a bit of an action plan as to what to then do next.
Sure. And we've got a date for the SFI coming up in the middle of September. If you're listening to this afterwards, then hopefully it will now be live for applications. I know that they're preferred by anyone who is in the detail BPS, anyone in the RPA contact list will be contacted in the next few weeks to invite them to express an interest. And because the new SFI allows people to apply at any time of year, there won't be a fixed application window. That hopefully will fit in quite nicely with the offer that you're talking about, Alex, in terms of people exploring their options and then when they're ready to commit to an agreement, being able to put that in.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. And my advice is always on these, only take up the options that are worthwhile and benefit your farm. So having someone to really talk through that with you is great.
Is there an option provided by ADAS? I'm just thinking in terms of your particular specialism. If people are looking at making significant changes to their business, perhaps in terms of either diversification or changing management structure, bringing partners in, transferring assets to other members of the family, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. All of those things that you just mentioned, we help people with. So diversification is becoming more and more popular as people are struggling often to just have their sole profit coming from the farm. And you know, they might be in great areas and whatever, and have the demand outside of farming for that. So yeah, we do help with diversification, planning and feasibility, and also there are some more grants that are coming available, like the Rural Prosperity Fund, which is for diversification. So again, we can help farmers to create a bit of business planning or a plan for that that they can then take and apply for.
Brilliant. Okay. And is there anything else that you think we should be flagging up to people? So we've talked about potential access to the current and new agri-environment scheme options, some other business planning tools, anything else that's worth flagging?
Yeah, there's a few things, to be honest, and that's why it's so good, this scheme, because it's so flexible. One that I promote to people to take as an initial review is what we call a farm business review. If you're kind of unsure on your direction and you've got lots of ideas in your head but not sure which are most appropriate, then this can really help. What I'll do, or whoever comes to see you, we will come and have a chat with you, maybe a walk around, talk about your goals and objectives. And then we can also do a financial analysis as part of that. And to be clear, the numbers just stay between me and the farmer, that they don't go to DEFRA or anyone else. And in this analysis, looking at your last few sets of accounts, we can then look at what you're doing well, what you could improve on, and do some benchmarking to similar farms. And then also take into account things like the reduction in BPS and what your requirements are to work out what you will need going forward. And as part of that, for all the reports that we create, so for every piece of advice we do, there might be an in-person visit, and then also there'll be a report as well, and then an action plan. His key takeaways at the bottom, where we will explain exactly what we think your next step should be.
Okay, that sounds great. So essentially it's like a financial health check for the business, but also with some takeaways in terms of addressing those areas that could potentially be improved.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's other options, succession planning, help with business planning. What I will say is nutrient plans as well, carbon audits, budgeting, there's a lot. And what I would say is you get up to a maximum of 4 visits, and that is to the value of around £2,200.
Okay. So, it's a significant amount, which if you were considering getting that advice independently, money that you don't have to spend, if that's beyond the scope of what you would be able to justify under a normal farm budget, then it's an extra benefit that hopefully you can reap the benefit of. The other thing is, thank you for answering the question about confidentiality. That was my next question, because I know, especially when we're talking about financial figures and business figures, that people will want to have that confidence that information isn't going to be shared beyond where they would be comfortable sharing it. So hopefully people who are listening are thinking, right, this sounds like something that I want to get involved with. So how would they approach doing that?
Yeah, so it's really easy, actually. You can go on the government website. If you just type in Future Farming Resilience Fund, it will then detail all the providers, all the areas that they are in, and the contact. And to sign up with ourselves, if anyone would like to speak to me or have any information further, then my email address is alex.k, that's K-A-Y, at ados.co.uk. And you can go on our website, and if you type in Future Farm Resilience Fund, there's then a link and there's a button to register your interest. Now, to register your interest, you just need your email address, farm address, and your SBI number, and that's it.
Seems pretty straightforward. I'm sure everybody has those to hand. So yes, absolutely. And I will add links in below this podcast recording for anyone who wants to access either the general.gov.uk site or ADAS's specific registration site. So thank you very much for that. And that's all we have time for today. So I'll just say thanks again. And thank you to you, the listeners. Please do check out the other episodes in our podcast series, including another one that we have on Future Farm Resilience Fund prior to this. And thanks also to DEFRA, who fund the Farming Advice Service and the Future Farm Resilience Fund. FAS is here to help farmers in England understand and meet the requirements of cost compliance, the basic payment scheme, and other relevant UK and EU policy. And the Future Farming Resilience Fund, of course, is here to support resilience through the agricultural transition. You can find information on FAS events, webinars, technical articles, and other online resources at farmingadviceservice.org.uk. And you can follow us on Twitter at DEFRAFAS. The podcast and newsletter team would welcome any feedback and suggestions on what else you want to know more about. So please do email advice@farmingadviceservice.org.uk, or you can get in touch by sending us a tweet. And if you'd like to keep up to date with future podcasts, as well as news on events from the Farming Advice Service, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, which is packed full of timely nudges and relevant advice on the FAS website, farmingadviceservice.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.